Major headaches at the airport. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. More than 600 flights have already been canceled this Father's Day into, out of, and within the U.S. That's according to FlightAware. Many of the problems are linked to rough weather and staff shortages.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pushing airlines to hire more customer service agents to better assist vacationers. He also wants to take action enforcement against any airline that fails to meet efficiency standards.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Last week, Buttigieg himself drove from Washington to New York when his flight was canceled. Gas prices are down slightly, hovering just below $5 a gallon. That's according to AAA. Diesel remains at a record high. There's a manhunt this morning in Virginia, where four inmates escaped from a federal prison. It happened yesterday, not far from Richmond. The men were behind bars on drug and weapons charges. They apparently just walked away from the minimum security facility. In the coming days, the youngest arms will start getting COVID-19 shots. The CDC has green-lighted vaccinations.
Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months old through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. Moderna's sequence is two shots, each a quarter of the adult dose, given about 4 weeks apart for kids 6 months old through 5 years old.
Fox's Kevin Yaretsky, roughly 18 million kids are eligible for the shot. Another member of President Biden's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is said to be asymptomatic. In a tweet, the National Security Council said he has not been in close contact with the president. It's unclear when the president was last tested, but the White House says it happens weekly. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Worship services are expected to resume this morning at the Alabama church where a gunman shot and killed three senior citizens on Thursday night. The suspect is charged with capital murder. Police in Vestavia Hills have not disclosed a motive. The doors will open later at a shopping mall in Northern Virginia where shots rang out yesterday. Police say a fight preceded the gunfire at Tyson's Corner Center just outside the nation's capital.
We did have three people that were transported to local hospitals for injuries sustained while fleeing from inside of Tyson's.
Fairfax County Executive Deputy Chief Brian Riley. Police haven't named any suspects. They're reviewing security footage. A collision between two boats in southern Florida has left two people dead and 10 others had to be rescued, according to the Coast Guard. At least two of them are critically hurt. The crash happened Friday night near Key Biscayne. It's unclear what caused it. The next public hearing for the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is scheduled for Tuesday. Last night at an event in Mississippi, former President Trump blasted the committee's work.
The only thing the radical Democrats can talk about is their fake, phony narrative on January 6th. It's a total... We call it the insurrection hoax. It's a hoax because it was not an insurrection.
Tuesday's hearing is expected to focus on the former president's efforts to pressure state-level officials to alter the outcome of the 2020 election. Next month, the committee could speak to the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The Colorado Avalanche is making it look easy. They shut out the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, 7-0 in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. They lead the series 2-0. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Tampa. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.